Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
I mean, if we eventually get to stories, we wanna have them.
I guess I was more getting at why aren't you at your typical setup?
We're just in the same room.
Oh. That hasn't happened in a while.
No, it hasn't. Like, not since the days when you lived, oh gosh, over on Briarwood, Briar Court.
Yep, that's the one.
Shireton Manor.
Has it been that long?
Maybe we've done, we did that one in the car.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you're hard to look at.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
We're also dealing with some suboptimal echo.
Oh, is it bad?
No, it just did, you know, sound different. There's a lot of room in what I'm hearing right now. A lot of room, you know?
Yeah. Why don't you go over to the wall and turn the room down?
Yep. Be careful. Is anything squishable by the walls? Okay, we're good. Yeah. No, it's fine. It sounds, you know, it sounds weirdly like we're doing it live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we've never done that.
So. No, we've never done that. Also, there's no audience, but that's not too different than the other times too. So.
Cool, man.
What episode is it?
213?
Yes, sir.
Really?
You got it. I could see the guess in your eyes.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah. So your name is?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the thing?
My health?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if you said that you wanted that to be on the show.
Oh, we can.
No, I also couldn't remember if you wanted to talk about. I don't have anything to say.
I don't think they can triangulate my location from kidney stones.
No, right. I mean, it depends. Is one or both of the kidneys?
Only one. Only the left had a stone.
Okay.
Again.
Again.
It happened again.
It happens again. This has been a real problem for you.
Yeah, well, I grew one big enough that it wouldn't come out of my bathing suit area. Yeah. So they had to do some emergency surgery.
Yeah.
And that involved knocking me out.
Okay. Well, so they go in through the side, like through your haunch?
No.
No?
Huh. No. So the lady calls before surgery and she says, you know, my name is nurse whatever, and you know, you're having surgery tomorrow.
Have you been doing your stretches?
Have you? Yeah. Have you been following your care plan? So she said, do you know what you're having done tomorrow? And I said, yeah, they're going to go in and get the kidney stone out. And she says, actually, and she proceeds to outline everything that they're going to do, which involves going in through my penis hole all the way up inside me and blasting this kidney stone out of me. So I said they're going to go in and get the kidney stone. She gives me an elaborate thing about, you know, exactly what they're going to do.
This is an honest question. Did they use sonic blasts or did they use lasers?
No, I'm getting there.
Okay.
And so she gets done telling me that long, elaborate thing. And I said, I like my way better. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I said they're going to go in and get the kidney stone. And you told me they're going to jam a laser up my penis.
Yeah. Different levels of bedside manner there. It's a different scale.
Long silence.
Okay.
On the phone. Long silence. She said, do you know who's going to be doing the surgery? I said, nope. She said, you didn't ask who was going to be doing your surgery. I said, wouldn't have changed anything.
Yeah.
That was my answer back.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to say? No, I don't like that guy. Leave it in. Nope.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So when you don't have a choice in things, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, no, it's fine. Just throw it to the wind. I don't care. Oh, it's going to be a cat? Okay, cool. Tiny little doctor cat. Great. Yeah. Because I am completely without agency in this in this environment, in this equation.
When they did that, they go up in your bladder and then up through your ureter into your kidney, obviously, because they got to get to the kidney stone, because it's not like a uterus. You know, we know where it is. it's not science.
Is my kidney that thing that looks like a cow's head?
Basically.
Yeah.
So then they tear up your ureter, and so they have to leave a stent in you. And then the stent stays in, and then about a week later, they got to get the stent out. And the way that they get the stent out is by basically just going to get it the way that they put it in.
Right.
So the first time they do it, they knock you out. And the second time they do it, you are awake.
So you're just wide awake for them starting your cock like a lawnmower.
Right.
Okay.
So I go to do that, and it's like, whatever. You know, what am I going to do, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I walk in the room, and lady throws a towel at me and says, bathroom's in there. Take off your bottoms. And I'm like, all right. And so I come out, and my towel, and of course, I'm either the towel's too small or I'm too fat because it won't wrap around me.
Right, right. Yeah, you have to do the bridge. You have to do the pincher on the one.
Right.
The,
yeah. She gave me a giant's hand towel. I needed a giant's towel. So I come out, you know, trying to, you know, cover as much as I can. And tells me to sit down on the table.
That's not how this is going to work.
Yeah. And so then she starts laying me back in this table. And then it's time to prep the area. So there's my junk on full display, and this lady, and she's saying, talking to me about, I don't even know, I think something to the effect of, you know, do you know what's going to happen today? And I'm like, yeah, I saw it on YouTube. And
I'm sure they love that.
And she said, oh, no, never do that. I said, no, I really didn't do that. And so she gets me all prepped up. She says, it's actually going to take longer for me to prep you than it is for them to get that stunt out. I said, okay. So part of prepping is that they blast a lidocaine up your urethra, which is an interesting sensation. And so then they put the cystoscope in, I believe it's called, which is, you know, they feed that into your penis, and it's got a little claw on the end of it. And
so it can pull out a teddy bear.
Exactly. A SpongeBob foosball. I don't know. Anyway, I'm trying to remember the order that this happened. They get a hold of it with a claw, the end of the stent, and they pull it out. And I do believe that he's supposed to go really fast and pull it out.
Right.
But the claw slipped off with a little coiled in, like, you know, halfway between my urine sphincter thing and my prostate.
Okay.
Right. To which time they had to go back in five more times until they could get it situated enough to grab the stent and pull it out.
Right.
And the guy, the doctor, he's kind of a young guy, and he says, oh, my God, this has never happened before. Followed directly by him saying, oh, come on, big, big, deep breaths.
We're going to need some smelling salts in here.
Oh, God. And so he's bugging out. I can't get it, you know. And so he's like, I'm very sorry about this. And I said, well, what am I going to do? Tell you to leave it there?
Like, just solve the problem.
Just stop talking and do.
Yeah, you fucking millennial piece of shit.
Come on, haircut. I don't know.
It's not the time for apologies. It's time for resolving the situation.
Right. So when they finally got it out, they said, do you want to see it? And I said, no, I don't want to see it.
The stent?
I want to see what kind of mangled mess you left in my crotch.
I mean, would he have just held it up like he was Liu Kang holding up Scorpion's head?
Like, or a fish?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's what happened.
Yeah, that's awful, man. That's never happened before.
Oh, God, what am I going to do now?
Do you think they said that to Lou Gehrig?
I don't think so.
No, that's never happened before.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of people who had it.
Yeah.
Just people started to care about it when Lou Gehrig had it.
Yeah. Luckiest man in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I like this being in the same room. It's real weird watching you not listen.
Why? I'm listening.
No, I know.
I heard your question.
I know. I know you did. I don't respect it, but I heard it. Yeah. So it's somewhere between having been noticed but meriting a response.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in a strange situation where we're recording this. It's going to be out on the early release feed before we go to Portland and out for the public after we're back from Portland. It straddles that weekend. So, I don't know how to either talk about this happening in the future or in the past, because right now we are equal parts from each.
Good work.
Kind of wish you would have given me more there.
What else do you want?
No, I don't know. I want a story.
I'm planning my bat mitzvah. I'm going to be a man soon.
You messed that up.
Hmm?
The bat mitzvah is when it's when she becomes a woman and a bar mitzvah.
No, I don't think that's right.
Okay.
Bar? So it is bar mitzvah. I thought people were just saying it wrong.
No, it's
there's
both.
Actually two different ones.
Right, it's both.
You're full of shit.
Oh, well.
You know that, right?
That I'm full of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my core concept there.
Jesus.
What's a story?
Here's a story. You really should eat your carrots and kale. The parents of 11-year-old Canadian boy learned that the hard way after doctors solved the mystery behind their son's vision loss.
He had no vitamin A, so his eyes just turned to shit?
Yeah. Toronto doctors examined the boy, spotted a buildup of Bitot's spots on his corneas. B-I-T-O-T.
Oh, okay. Bitot.
Bitot. Okay. Sure. They're foamy patches caused by severe dryness, and they were a tip-off that malnutrition was the cause.
Somebody get Ben Stein.
One point was crystal clear. 8 months after symptoms began, the boy could only see hand motions 12 inches from his face.
Like Ben Stein's eye drop commercials.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Okay, so 12 inches in front of his face.
Where he wipes off the... We're on a dry erase board.
He doesn't wipe it. He pours the stuff over it, and then it uniformly. It's right. Like the reverse of the Sherwin-Williams logo.
Yeah. Some blood tests that the boy revealed to be severely deficient in vitamin A, like you said, well below the normal range. And he had multiple food allergies and eczema. It turns out that pork, lamb, apples, and Cheerios are not like a balanced curriculum.
It's not a complete spectrum of the things you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the kid ate, were Cheerios, pork, and apples.
Okay.
That's all he ate.
Is it like in a Taco Bell where it's those three ingredients and they mix them up in different ways?
Yeah. And then they just fry them up and they call them tots.
Yeah. I saw the commercial for the breakfast taco where the shell is a fried egg. I'm serious. I was sitting at home, so I end up watching a lot of bad TV commercials. And the Taco Bell commercial, apparently they're serving breakfast tacos where the shell is some kind of, it's a fried egg that is contoured into the shape of the thing that holds the rest of the ingredients.
Those are words.
but you get the picture that I'm
Yeah, they made an eggshell.
It was upsetting to see that because I think they're taking it too far.
It's the morning. There are no rules.
There are no rules before I've had my coffee.
Hey, that's this new generation.
Yep, the Disney generation.
It's no longer your Bob Evans.
This is our Bob Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Family neighborhood Bob Evans. Yeah, that sucks. So did they say if that damage is permanent? Like if that kid starts...
Yeah, he's done.
He's done? Just...
Mm-hmm. Bye. Huh. Well, he's not dead.
Well, but it's not like your cornea is going to become uncloudy.
No.
Okay.
Or foamy.
Yeah. The idea of your eyes foaming is actually quite upsetting to me as a human with face meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, I thought this was going to go in the direction of those urban legends around college, like the idea that there was a guy who got sick, who fell ill with scurvy because all that he ate was ramen is the usual one.
Oh, well,
you know, or there's another one that, like, over in Britain, it's not ramen, but like this guy got scurvy because he just made all he ate was oatmeal. You know, I think they made in a drawer.
You get blinder on a budget.
It's yeah.
Blinder, that's a thing. I'm more blinder than you.
More blind. I mean, both.
I'm blinder than you.
Either, just the one.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's either blinder or more blind.
I am more blind than you.
Yeah, I see less than you.
I'm not paralyzed.
Yeah. So all that I have,
lized eyes. See, it's at the end.
Most of my pre-pro is really old, so this is probably a blast to the past. Or
put in some fucking effort.
Well, no, I just have a shitload of stories that I at one point wanted to do, but we just didn't. So yeah, no. How about this? Police departments. This is as of August or so. Police departments in Texas have had to make a statement to the community and say that they are revising a policy in a much-needed fashion. Okay? They're just taking it, saying, and not only is this a department-wide thing, it's a statewide thing. We're going to take action. And what they have promised not to do is use as evidence markers, you know, like the little tent things,
mm-hmm.
the order number tents from a Whataburger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So catch as catch can. What you're out there, you're on the scene, you have to improvise. You know, you don't have everything you need.
No.
So you just grab one of those order numbers and put it down there and say, hey, this bloodstain is a tasty au jus that someone tripped over.
Better than, which I don't know if that's more offensive than grabbing those little, like, vibrating red LED pucks that they give you at some restaurants.
Well, no, the problem the problem with those is that those walk.
It's a bullet.
Oh, my gosh. That is the premise for a terrible short story where somebody ends up getting convicted of a crime because the evidence pucks just rearranged it and made it look like he was doing that, like shitty little Roombas.
What's that vibrating table football game?
Electric football?
Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I'm not being a dick. I think that's actually what that's called.
The Cowboys are the murderers.
So yeah, no Whataburger, happening at all on these crime scenes. Hey, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why is there a book on your coffee table around which we're recording? We're doing it, oh yeah, dude style. Why is there a coffee table book about grasses and identification guide?
Because it's a grass identification guide that has diagrams of grass in black and white.
Okay.
How they all look the fucking same.
Yeah, here's some lines. And yeah. It goes up to some diamonds. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually bought it for you, but then I liked it, so I kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always talking to me about how you like grass books. Grass and leaves.
Oh, House of Leaves?
Hmm?
Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, something like that. Leaves of Grass or...
Well, that's Walt Whitman. Yeah, there we go. The second one.
Which, no, I think if you combine them, you got to lay backwards on a couch so your head's dangling off. And then read Leaves of Grass right side up while you stare at the woods.
Chris, you got a story?
I do, but I'm trying to figure out which one I want to do it with. This is kind of, that's depressing. This is actually debatable and maybe perhaps timely. So Trump is complaining now that with all of the late night shows and comedy shows that are beating him up, for hours and hours and hours per day.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants equal time.
What the fuck?
He tweeted more and more. People are suggesting that Republicans and me should be given equal time on TV when you look at the one-sided coverage.
Oh, my gosh. That is a... That's actually probably dangerously effective as an appeal, notwithstanding the fact that that would be a massive regulation that demanded producers actually make new stuff at the behest of the government. Logistically, it's not a problem, but people really go in for the neutrality means both sides are represented as opposed to just what the truth is in the center of it, you know?
Yeah.
Right. But a lot of people definitely go for that false equivalency.
Right, because the equal time thing is only for candidates.
Right.
That's
not the people who are in power.
Who are sitting presidents.
Right, not the people who should have better stuff to do than watch Seth Meyers, as good as Seth Meyers is.
This has been a closer look.
Well, I watch way too much of that. I had a realization. I was having a conversation and I was like, something about Rex Tillerson. Just made a joke. And then I said, I don't remember which show I heard that on. And then I just realized what a role those programs have taken. Like I'll watch on YouTube, the opening monologue things from like, Rachel Maddow and, what's his name right after her, Lawrence O'Donnell. Yeah. All I could think of was like angry guy, McPreachy face.
Mm. And that is what the president has done today.
But yeah, I'll watch those too. And then I'll just get the recommendations.
No, not Donald Trump. Not our president. No, at least that's not what he would do.
Yeah. Don't, at least it's not Keith Olbermann. Resist. Peace. Good night. I don't know what he's doing. It's not great.
And so what the president did was used American flags to line his murder room.
He said they're the most absorbent.
Like Patrick Bateman used plastic.
Oh, and also the style section.
He laid out flags, quietly assembled a handgun with a silencer, and then murdered our dreams. Hey, America, look.
But he puts on Three Doors Down instead of
yeah.
Instead of Phil Collins.
Can't be your Superman.
Oh,
I'm alive and well.
Yeah, so he's a big baby and he shouldn't be paying attention to what late night hosts are saying.
Equal time.
Man.
And that would actually be better.
What would?
Well, that would be exponential growth. Because if he was on television equal time right now, there would be so much more material for the... you know what I mean?
It'd be a resonance.
Like you would reach, like, peak fucked.
You bend the needle. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's...
We've reached the hyperbole.
Oh, my God, it's full of stars. Yeah, I didn't think that what you were saying was the equal time had to be him getting up and doing a point by point in response.
Just what? I think for the next hour, I'm going to throw darts at Paul Ryan. No.
Spinning on the thing.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if you just said, "Hey, listen, if you give up the president's thing, we'll give you a telethon."
Yeah.
And then he can just have whatever kind of weird show he wanted to put on.
Yep. Like, hey, listen, we'll get all the people who ever said a mean thing about you to say, hey, actually, you're great. And then you go away forever.
Throw in a guest star on Rick and Morty and I'm in.
Playing evil space president Trump. Saying I can't do a Trump. It just ends up sounding like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
No, I think that's Trump doing Milton. Give me a cameo on Office Space 2.
back to space. Space program. I gave him a little bit of a lisp there.
Pond would be good for you.
What?
Pond. Pond would be good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a story here about another rogue zoo. Remember several years ago, I think it was like 5 years ago, when that wildlife sanctuary kind of thing let loose a bunch of tigers on that town up around Cleveland?
No,
it was like a tiger sanctuary. They had a breach. They got through the fences and ended up having to hunt down. It was here in Ohio, but it was a national story.
At least they're peaceful tigers.
Yeah, well, you know, they're docile, domesticated,
God fearing.
Yeah, someone gave them religion.
they were in a sanctuary. Cool.
Yeah, this is true.
Which I assume is where tigers go to worship.
Of course.
Blood.
And yeah, tigers would worship blood. If I put a Bible on the ground next to a big old bowl of blood, I think it would be more interested in the Bible.
I didn't tell you about going to that church, right? We talked about that on here?
No. Is this
the neighbor inviting?
Oh, shit. You did?
I don't...
Yeah, no, so this
did we talk about that?
Yeah, this was like a while back about your neighbor. This might have been like right around the time you moved in.
No, it was after that.
It was after this. So yeah, yeah, you're
go to that church and they start singing and it's like the blood of the lamb.
it's a very strange church. No, your neighbor offered to take you to church. And I remember playing up for a bit how awkward that situation is.
That's right.
And then we even just had people say, just fuck it, man. Just go.
All the Christian people.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I forget why we made it a big deal, but it was for it was for a bit when obviously you just go to church with your,
yeah,
with your neighbor. So did you end up going? This is follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
But was it just a normal happy church?
No, it was it was tongues and, and lots of blood and lambs. And at one point there was a long silence while the pastor had his head down and the microphone in his chest like I am now.
Yeah.
Before he raised his head, he said, "God hates fags."
Did he really?
I'm serious.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, whoa, so Screech, this is not just like a normal, you should have just gone to church, nah, dummy. Like, this
he made,
was...
made some point about God not, but about the point was to shock, about being shocked.
Okay.
And are we shocked anymore? And, you know, how many people were shocked by...
By what he just said. So he subverted it, mm-hmm, while also still saying the thing.
Well, honestly, Pastor, I've been becoming increasingly shocked the entire time I've been here.
Yeah, kind of started, mm-hmm, at a relatively high level, and we've had just small ups and downs ever since.
Now you've made me fear for not only my life, but also my daughter's.
Yep. No, she was there too.
Mm-hmm. Squeezing my hand increasingly harder.
Yeah, she doesn't do well with neither do I. I do terrible with
the with the tongues.
Yeah, there would be a very real sense of derealization around that, like eventually.
What is that?
Derealization?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It sounded like, I don't know, like if you jammed too many deer in a pipe and they clogged up.
Oh, derealization?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're going to have to do that pipe what they did to your penis.
Oh no, this has never happened before.
Laser out those deer. Mm-hmm. Playing using like a Sega Saturn controller.
Yeah. Give me a guest spot on the Orville.
Well, on the Orville?
Yeah, I think that's that. What's his name? Seth MacFarlane, Star Trek thing that's on Fox.
Does he star in it? I don't know what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. It's not a cartoon. It's live. It's action, him, whatever, however you say.
Him acting.
Yeah.
Him acting live.
Yep.
Is it good?
I don't know. Newsweek said this is a show.
This is .. show.
Rolling Stone said what?
Rolling Stone said, I am out of the office. Please email Janice. No, so the story I was getting to is, you know, this is the thing, these small rogue wildlife preserves, which mostly end up just being people wanting to own exotic animals. This happened up in New York, I believe in the city, where a raid was conducted, and they found as many as 10 sharks swimming in the basement.
Okay. It's a different, it's like maybe a Pacific Islander 12 Days of Christmas.
But it's all Malikilikimaki.
10 sharks are swimming in the basement.
10 sharks are swimming. 9 sharks are swimming. Yep, it just goes down to 1 shark is swimming. Oh, they're all dead. Sharks were not meant to be in basements.
No.
Da-da. Da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah. And all
level 2, right?
Well, 1, 2. 7 live sandbar sharks, as well as 2 dead leopard sharks and 1 dead hammerhead shark, were found inside of the LaGrangeville property. So I don't know where that is.
Tracy Jordan empty his aquarium?
Yep. That was just the lowest point in the city. Yeah. So they were swimming in a 15-foot diameter above ground pool, but I say above ground loosely. Because what I mean is below, because it was 10 sharks in a basement.
Right.
They're donating them to some to some aquariums, specifically aquariums that have, you know, veterinary, have shark doctors.
Shark doctor.
Shark doctor.
I'm really surprised that's not a show already.
Oh, just like marine biologist vet. Like, oh, my dolphin's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. When you... You watch that.
I don't know, maybe. For like a minute, until I saw whale surgery.
My tuna's overcooked.
Wait, you cook tuna?
People do.
Huh.
Yeah, that's how, in the can. It's cooked in the can.
Oh, okay. Huh. Wait a minute. So you mean cold doesn't mean uncooked?
Cold.
Right, it's cold in the can, but that doesn't mean it's not cooked.
Right, it's cooked in the can. So it's part of the canning process.
It can get cooked and then it'll go cold after that.
Right.
Okay. I honestly this is crazy. I thought that tuna in the can was raw.
No.
Oh, okay.
Although that is stunning.
I also don't eat tuna from a can, and other people eat it and didn't die, so I assumed, okay, well, yeah,
I don't think that the quality of tuna that they put in cans is the kind that you eat raw.
Yeah, you think some of the good tuna that has had a mindful post-mortem journey that gets made into like steaks for somebody.
Yeah,
tuna, you know. Steaks.
Just like upper class.
Served
anything.
Up on a cedar board?
It's up like upper class anything, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The better and more rich you are, the more access you have to health care.
Right.
Shark doctors.
Shark doctors. Da-da.
It's Harbor Town. There's a lady.
Oh.
What's around?
Are you coming to karaoke?
Surfing whiskey and wine. Brenda. No,
that song covered by B-52s. Brandy, you're a fine girl. Fine. Now, are you coming to karaoke at in Portland?
Yeah, I've had quite the time telling people about what the schedule in Portland is going to be.
Yeah?
Yeah, my boss asked me, so what are you going to do in Portland? Well, and he asked me the day after you had called me and told me, you know, the events.
Like the things we're doing after. Yeah.
Yeah, after.
Yeah. You know, after. After we're done doing stuff for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the club, it's the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that's been good, you know.
Yeah. Explain.
I had no idea what karaoke in private boxes was.
It's fun.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I thought the point of singing karaoke was to go and sing in front of people you don't know.
No, there's another philosophy, which is I don't want to sing in front of people I don't know.
I don't have that.
Yeah, that is, yeah, not my condition.
Right. But, you know, it's kind of like, to me, that'd be kind of like I only want to go to a nude beach with my family.
Just to see where else can you all check for moles? Your bathroom's not big enough. Mm-hmm. So you just check each other for moles and ticks.
There you go.
And any other lesions which may have gone unremarked upon.
Can I just register the whole family as sex offenders?
It'd be a little bit easier. Do we get a discount on those anklets?
Neat.
Yeah. So 10 sharks in a basement. Shark cops.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that tourists visiting the National Mall between November and March will be treated to views of the White House, the Washington Monument, and a 45-foot-tall, 16,000-pound naked woman.
Hot. It's a story right out of my suggested videos. Huh.
Organizers of the third annual Catharsis on the Mall Festival are seeking permission to install R-Evolution, a statue by Marco Cochran. They want to put it in there for 4 months.
Okay.
The National Park Service says they're reviewing the proposal, and it is plausible that the statue will get a go-ahead.
I mean,
it's made of steel mesh and rods, and it was first displayed at Burning Man in 2015.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The statue was created as a statement against violence against women, inspired by a childhood friend who was sexually abused.
Okay.
Our Evolution depicts dancer and singer Deja Soli in a yoga mountain pose.
Is that the one where you have your hands and feet? It's like an A-frame push-up?
No, it's where your like palms are out to your side, like you're finishing a note on Broadway. It's like you're standing straight up.
Okay.
Like you're gonna raise your palms to the sun. Like
Tianya. Yeah. It's a little bit like
Shimawa.
So it's somewhere between a T pose and jazz hands.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the lotus in the anus.
Bull. Yeah, this is similar. I think it was like next to the Louvre. They had to take down an exhibit that it was like a big sculpture that it was two buildings that were built to appear as though they were fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So you had one building that was a little bit more squat, a little bit more horizontal.
Yeah.
And you have the other one like up behind it, pulling up to the bumper. And it has like a vaguely human aspect to it. Like, you know, we're going it. We're doing it. You know, we're making this happen.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's do one more story here. This has taken place. Somebody who is just ruining shops in Britain's on a spree. She has been. They are calling her the Poo Bomber. Okay.
Okay.
So what this is, and they've confirmed this by security camera footage and things like that. 42-year-old, she is appearing in court. She was a massive kleptomaniac. Okay.
Okay.
Went around to stores, took things, and her calling card, her signature, was that she would wear long flowing dresses with nothing in between, so that on her way out or when it was advantageous, she would just squeeze out a turd, take a little squat, squeeze out a turd, whoop, drops down the skirt, then boom, you're out. You leave a present. And so they have captured her after terrorizing all of this. And this ends up being a sad story because the defense that they're making at the very least is that she is suffering from psychological distress.
For the which part? For the stealing or the pooping? Just a pooping and a stealing and a pooping and a stealing. Yeah.
And just plorp and yoink. Yeah.
Which part?
I think what they're trying to say is her mental her emotional or mental condition is causing her to combine these two acts. Like she would not be acting out in this way if she was not in some manner of distress.
Like a fear boner.
Yes.
Okay.
If I came across, if I was walking around a store, forget if I worked in a store, because God, because
that's for suckers.
That's for suckers who want to sell things that other people make.
Chumps.
So forget if I was working at one. Thank God I never had to deal with a bodily fluid kind of problem. But even just walking around at a store and seeing somebody's leaving, they're. This is way too disgusting. Sorry, I just had a realization. Yeah, this is way too disgusting. Because I don't even want to say, yeah, just the human shit on the floor. I would see that, and I would not know how to process it.
When I worked at that school, that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kids would, they would tumble out of their shorts.
Okay.
Like kindergartners, and there would just be poop on the floor.
Right,
not right. in the hall, like rabbit shit.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, I guess I couldn't do it because I either have rock hard long poop or hot dog water. Oh. It's nothing ever like it. How are your bowel movements consistently diverse?
So it's a sine wave up and down that scale that Dr. Oz uses.
Right. In all fairness, I do spend one week eating cheese and one week eating apples.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
All right, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Well, if you are going to see us in Portland, we look forward to seeing you. Come up, say hi. Some people, so the majority of people come up and they're just super mean, like, hey, I like the shows, blah, blah, blah. I'll take a sticker, whatever. Then they go. But a small minority of people seem really nervous about coming up and meeting us. And then some people even say, and this is sad, they like walked up and then decided not to talk to us at all because they were kind of freaked out or just, weirded out by the idea. Don't be afraid. Come up, approach us. We want to see you. We want to meet you. I want Chris to understand that you all exist. He needs to see this. There's some mean jokes that I think would stop if he saw you. So come up, see us. If you did come out and see us, thank you. I'm happy to have met you, unless you are the one who buried me alive in a box.
Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.